Our final news stories include worries that the homeless crisis will get worse. But first, the NDR has a new name.
The Norwich Northern Distributor is to be renamed the Broadland Northway. Just weeks before the road is due to be fully opened, council leaders have plumped for the new name, having considered a number of options. They have defended their decision to give the 12.5-mile road a new name, but concede that some people will continue to refer to it as the NDR. Broadland District Council, which all of the road passes through, had responsibility for naming it, but Norfolk County Council, which developed it, got to make more suggestions. A shortlist of three was drawn up, which Norfolk County councillors, whose divisions are on the road's route, getting to select. Broadland Northway was the preferred option. It came ahead of 100 Furlong Way, suggested because the road's length is almost exactly 100 furlongs, and St Walston Way, named after a farm labourer who worked in Tavernham and is now the patron saint of farm and farmers.
A father of three from Norfolk hopes to become the first paralysed man to walk the London Marathon. Simon Kindleysides from Blowfield will walk the 26-mile course in April using the ReWalk exoskeleton suit. He said the challenge would be likely to take him 35 hours with a pace of roughly 52 minutes a mile. Mr. Kindleysides, who in January was chosen to be a judge on BBC One's Saturday Night Singing Contest All Together Now, was diagnosed with functional neurological disorder and a glioma brain tumour in 2013. But the 33-year-old has been determined not to let his paralysis hold him back. And in 2015, he hand-cycled from London to Paris and raised more than £5,000 for charity. His latest challenge will see him become the first paralysed man to walk the marathon. The suit is powered by a backpack battery and controlled by a remote on the wearer's wrist, which detects and enhances their movements, though it is the user who is doing the walking.
A sister pub of the multi-award-winning Fat Cat, the Fat Cat Brewery Tap, occasionally finds itself looking on as the older siblings soak up the accolades. However, this year, it is the younger sibling that is taking victory, sips and toasting award glory. For the second time in 3 years, the Fat Cat Brewery Tap on Lawson Road has been named 2018 Pub of the Year by Norwich and Norfolk Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA. The pub, which was formerly known as The Shed, staved off stiff competition to be named City Pub of the Year, an accolade it is also claimed in 2016. Mark White, who runs the pub with wife Laura Headley White, said, "We are thrilled and very proud of what we have achieved and are very thankful to our amazing team and for the support of our customers."
As efforts are being made in Norwich to tackle the rising number of rough sleepers, there are warnings changes to the benefits system will lead to more people falling through the net. Universal Credit begins its rollout in the city in October, and Chief Executive of the Mancroft Advice Project, Dan Mobbs, says he expects it to have a negative impact on homelessness. "We used to think that the benefits system was a safety net. Now it is something we have to fight tooth and nail for," he said. "The current government don't seem to quite grasp the fact that people do not have anything at all. They can't wait 8 weeks for a benefit claim." He added, "Homelessness isn't inevitable. It's the result of choices we have made as a society."
Former Education Minister Baroness Gillian Shepherd joined international education experts at a conference in Norwich. The event, organised by Norfolk County Council, gave teachers and education leaders from across the county and international partners the chance to share aspects of their work in schools and universities. It had a particular focus on how to tackle the challenge of teaching of modern languages in schools. The conference, held at the University of East Anglia, welcomed 20 visitors from abroad, including China, Serbia, Germany, Belgium, Norway, and Ghana, who discussed the strengths and challenges of their own education systems. Baroness Shepherd said, "I'm interested in social mobility, and when you learn a language, you are absorbing skills you can use in other areas of life, listening, responding, and improving how you interact with people. Soft skills are very, very important. That's why I was so interested that the County Council has this initiative, and I'm impressed that the programme has involved so many countries. It's a positive and cheerful day.
91 Police Community Support Officers, or PCSOs, and 10 staff will leave Norfolk Police at an estimated redundancy cost of more than £2 million. They will be replaced by almost 100 new police officers as the action has fallen on the role of the PCSO. The force announced 101 job losses as part of the Norfolk 2020 restructure. Last October, Chief Constable Simon Bailey set out plans to save £10 million over the next 2 years, including the removal of PCSOs and closure of 7 public inquiry offices. They will close on March the 31st, when 150 PCSOs will either leave the force or be redeployed into new roles. Mr. Bailey said the restructure had been a significant challenge for the force and praised the outstanding work and loyalty of his PCSOs. Of the 59 PCSOs to remain in the force, 30 will become new police officers, almost all returning to the same community. The loss of PCSOs has allowed Norfolk Police to recruit 97 new staff, including 81 police officers. A 5.5% rise in the police precept of council tax will lead to a further 17 police officers and 6 staff being hired.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. Do keep listening, because at the end of this recording is an interview with that very funny and rather unusual man with his tickling stick, Ken Dodd. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist, Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please ring us on 01 603 765 365. The office is not manned every day, but do leave us a message on our answer phone and we will return your call as soon as we can. If you prefer, you can email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. You can also visit our website at cbtn.org.uk. So from me, Reach Akraborty, goodbye.
And from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye, and a very happy Easter.